people ask what is the difference between Christianity and other religions, these words explain.
On the cross, it does not say, Jesus wept for us. Yet through his Bible, we know his heart. Jesus truly loves us. Jesus said, love your enemies, and he surely showed us how. He died for you and me on the cross while we were enemies of God. Colossians 1:21. Jesus wept for Jerusalem, love like a mother hen. He cried out that he yearned to gather his enemies under his wings, Luke 13. God's word says you're his enemies if your focus is this life. You were God's enemy. Jesus died for you. He's loved you despite your faults, your sins. Colossians 1:21. He still loves you. Through Jesus, God has reconciled all us. Minds set on earthly things create God's enemies. Philippians 3:18-19. Yet Jesus loves and weeps for God's enemies and calls
Colossians 1:19-23a, New Living Translation. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy and blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. But You must continue to believe this truth and stand firmly in it. Colossians 1, 19-23a.